Vic, in the game against the Vikings in November, what do you recall about why the run defense was so effective?
I don't think it was any one particular reason. You know, we played good. You know, and they got away from it after a while. But I don't think there's any one outstanding factor other than we've played the run decently for the most part all year.
Has that offense noticeably changed since they changed coordinators a couple weeks ago?
They haven't changed their offense at all. They've just changed what they're focusing on. You know, so the answer is no, they haven't changed their offense at all, but they're emphasizing other parts of their offense more than they were.
Last 3 games, you guys have only given up 1 touchdown. What has impressed you most just overall about the defense the last couple weeks?
You know, just that we've continued to play better. We've avoided the self-inflicted bad plays that we had in the Giant game, which contributed to our failings in that game. And we've, you know, played well.
Regardless of what happens this week and in the playoffs, how will you look back on what your defense has done this season? What has stood out? What impresses you?
Well, I mean, we got to finish the season to totally give you a complete answer on that, because the way you finish the season goes a long way in answering that question, honestly. But up to this point, obviously, we've played well. You know, we've had our moments where we haven't. But overall, our efforts and our play and our production have been good in most areas.
Kind of going off that, how do you think your group has handled injuries overall, whether it's Mack earlier or Lynch, Callahan, and Eddie?
Good. You know, we've, knock on wood, had a lot of those. You know, Khalil missed his games. You know, he missed 2 games statistically, but really he missed 4. You know, now we've had Eddie and Aaron and Bryce, you know, missing their games. So we haven't had the onslaught of it. But I think overall we've handled it well. The guys that have come in have done a nice job.
What do you think of Butch?
He did good, you know. For his first game in live action, you know, start playing the whole game, I thought he did a good job. You know, he can be better. We need him to be better. But overall was pleased with his performance.
Where do you want him to be better?
Just a little, just in the exact details and everything, both run and pass.
After the game, a couple of defensive players said that they expected to make a play at the end, like when Danny got the interception. How much of the fact that you're making those key plays is confidence and believing that it's going to happen, do you think?
Well, it you know, that's what it is. I mean, when you've made them in the past, that gives you the confidence and the belief that you can make another one. You know, more so than anything else, any pep talk I can give them or sitting on somebody's couch and getting analyzed. If you've done it already, you believe you can do it again.
Leonard Floyd's numbers, aren't they appreciably different this year than last? But it appears his impact is greater. Is that just perception, or is he a better player? Is it just a better group around him? What's the best way to say, explain?
I think it's all of that. You know, the numbers, you know, I guess, you know, what you're alluding to is sack numbers. He'd like to have more. They all would. We'd like to have him have more. But I think he's played good. And ever since he's gotten full use of his hand and gotten back into the swing of things with that, I think he's been a really good player for us.
From like a mental standpoint, how much does having Mack impact him as far as he's not looked at as the first-round pick who's got to have double-digit sacks? Now he can be a complimentary guy. How important is that, if at all, for somebody?
I don't know. You guys ask me about him every week, so I don't know that that's true. Right? Have I not been asked about Leonard every week in here? Okay.
Vic, you've been around the league and you've been have several stops. Is there something special about building a great defense for this franchise, given the legacy that it has and the history that it has?
You know, probably, you know, not having been here before, not growing up in this part of the country. But I think you start to feel it. You know, it's like I mentioned to you guys, I think, a week or two ago, you know, Jim Finks, my good buddy, told me way back when that if I ever had a chance to come to Chicago, I needed to, because it's a good sports town. They love the Bears. They love defense. And, you know, we're starting to feel that. And hopefully we'll continue it. this Sunday and into the playoffs. And but I think it is special, and I'm happy to see that the fans have enjoyed it, and there's no more apathy out there right now.
Do you think there is kind of a deeper appreciation for the type of football that you guys have played just because they've seen it here before and they've learned to appreciate it here before?
Maybe. You know, that's possible. I do know they like good defense, so that's always good.
Khalil's talked about how he, like, can't go to the store without getting accosted by people. Have you had that same experience?
No. I got recognized one time in the 4 years here when I was out in public. I think that's it.
Where were you?
Just in a gas station, paying for my gas.
And what'd they say?
I said, you're the defense coordinator of the Bears, aren't you? You know my name. I said, yep. So I told him thanks for all his support.
Are the people back home Eagles fans?
Where I'm from, I grew up an Eagles fan. But actually, where I'm from is a hair closer to New York City than Philadelphia. They're about the same, but there's a lot of Giants fans back there, too.
Curious if you've gotten any texts or voicemails or anything this week telling you to go win that game.
I've gotten a few.
Just friends back home?
Friends back home and friends with the Eagles.
What do you tell them when they – how do you reply to that?
I don't give them anything juicy.
Is there any challenge in getting guys ready for a playoff game who have never played in the playoffs before?
I don't think so. I think it's kind of like, you know, preseason games are one thing. Then you tell the players the regular season's going to amp up a little bit more, and they figure that out, the younger players. And then the postseason amps up a little bit more from the regular season, and they'll quickly figure that out. You know, I think it's just dealing with the early rush of the game and the atmosphere and feeling the stakes that are at hand. But and then it's a normal game after that, I think.
Two more. There is.
Jeff, what has impressed you most about Matt being a first-year coach and the success that you guys have all had and kind of the attitude you've brought here?
I think just he's done a great job in handling all his responsibility. You know, he's got a lot on his plate, and he hasn't cheated any of those facets that he's responsible for, both being a great head coach for the team. Obviously, we all know he runs the offense, so that's a full-time job in and of itself. And, you know, and being the spokesman for the team, I think he's done a great job in all areas and to be commended for that.
How do you approach this week, given the fact that it's possible you could see Minnesota again?
No different approach. You know, we're going up there to try and win that game just like we have for the first 15 games, and I don't see it as a different approach.
You wouldn't change anything? You feel like you have to tailor just because of that?
What do you mean?
With what you're doing facing the Vikings because you might see them again in the playoffs?
No, not really.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.